don't know if you saw this over the weekend. There was a preacher who caused a stampede at a movie theater.
No.
I heard about this.
It was during Avengers Infinity War, which only made $630 million over the weekend.
How many times did you see it, Mankisser?
I only saw it the once.
Oh. Okay.
I had a pretty busy weekend. Otherwise, I probably would have seen it again.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm a movie buff. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to this week.
Hey, Mankisser, Matt actually saw it, I think, at 12 midnight, right?
I saw it. They back it up a little bit now. It was at 10:30 when I saw
the
sneak preview. It's a 2.5 hour movie, so I didn't get out till like 1:30.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right. And apparently it's really, really, really good.
Awesome.
Well, this preacher, when the movie was over, he stood up in the movie theater and was basically saying, "Have you been saved? And if you're going to die today, would you be ready?" People were like,
panic.
Oh, crap.
Why?
People were jumping over the railings, landing on their head.
Uh-huh.
It caused a stampede. Here's some eyewitnesses to this.
I think when he said, if you were to die tonight, would your passage to heaven be guaranteed? Something along those lines. And I think that's when people started panicking.
And that's when the kind of chaos happened in the little exit where people were jumping over the railings and kind of falling over, twisting their ankles and hitting their head.
I thought she had fainted, passed out, completely passed out. Someone was dragging her out because people were starting to fall over her.
Last night was an anomaly.
And this is the preacher.
Anomaly. The lights did not turn up for quite a few minutes, and so I really could.
You must have never been to a Marvel movie, because
yeah,
the Marvel movies at the end of the credits have a sneak peek of the next Marvel movie.
Oh, it does?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So that's why they don't turn the lights on right away. Most movies, the credits come on, the lights start coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They play the whole credits, and at the end, there's a sneak peek for either the next or an upcoming Marvel movie.
Now, Jared, coming from a preacher.
Well, I'm a preacher now, yes.
No, but, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Excessive religious beliefs.
I wouldn't say excessive, but
not excessive. A lot. I don't know. Just making a point that you're very religious.
Okay.
Okay.
He could have just said that.
Right.
Yeah. do you think that's appropriate for him to do? And if he did that, and is it illegal? Is it illegal to stand up and say something like that? Because, or is it illegal because people think it's a to you, when he said that, being saved and all this, does that sound like a religious thing to say?
It's a religious thing to say. I think there's a time and place, and that's not the time nor the place.
Why is he saying it, though? What is he trying to say?
I think he believes in what he believes, and apparently he does stuff like this a lot, like he'll be out in the street and say it, which, fine, if you're in the public square, people can walk up or leave, but in a movie theater, especially after a couple of years after the Dark Knight shooter, it's not the time or place. Plus, I think it... You know, you want people that are receptive to your message, and they're trying to enjoy a movie, and you do it. I don't think it's the right time.
And some people would feel like maybe they were held captive, too.
Right.
It's not their own free will.
I would panic.
Especially after the movie theater. Yes.
I would think, uh-oh, something about to go down here. That's what I'm saying. It's not illegal, though, right? It's
no,
because he
I don't
didn't
think
say
so.
Anything.
He didn't say fire, or, you know, you can't yell fire in a public space.
But he caused
private.
Panic.
Yeah, he caused panic, which there is something. You can't
cause. What are the words that he said, though, that was so panicky?
Well, I think anytime you say, if you were to die tonight, people probably think, what are you about to do?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if that's just freedom of speech. Like, fire you can't say at a movie theater, because you're right. That's one of the words that incites panic. But how would he have known? Well, I guess
it goes to intent.
It's just
I don't
an
know.
Odd thing.
That
to
oh,
do.
It's very odd.
That might be a Lisa question. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Our official attorney. I don't know if you can grab her real quick. But yeah, no, I don't blame someone for obviously sharing their beliefs with people, but it's not the right time.
Mm-mm.
It's not the right time.
And not the right message.
And it hurts your message, because then you're like, oh, this guy's crazy. Uh-huh. Now people think you're crazy. Does that help your message? No.
I see anyone's reaction except those of the people just right around me. It's extremely unfortunate that anyone has sustained injury because of this. Again, I was unarmed.
If you're going to be trying to draw people towards the Bible, that's not the way to do it. And he needs to stop.
I agree.
They don't know he wasn't armed.
No,
they don't have any idea.
Someone stands up and said, are you ready to die tonight? It's like, okay, I'm jumping over the railing,
me
too.
Me too. I
did he say,
thing.
Are you ready to die? Or is it if you were to die?
If you were to die, right? That was my understanding. If you were to
if
die
somebody
tonight.
Said, are you ready to die? That would definitely even cause more panic.
And he's not identified. He's not like wearing a priest robe or anything. He's just some dude sitting in the theater. You don't know that you don't know who he is. You know what I'm saying? It's not like somebody you know that's a religious guy. You're like, oh, here he goes again.
Right.
Some stranger saying, if you were going to die tonight, would you be ready? He was like, oh, I ain't ready.
I would run.
I want to see the teaser for the next Marvel movie.
Grab my kid or something and run.
Yep.
You're not in the right frame of mind either. You just watched a Marvel movie.
Boy, he
you know,
ruined
you're
that,
out
didn't
of it.
He?
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about the movie, but not now.
Yeah.
We got to talk about this thing.
I have to run for my life.
And you know, and unfortunately, ever since the Dark Knight shooter, you know, during the Batman, one of the Batman movies that came out, Dark Knight movies, whenever I go to a movie theater, really anywhere, I look for closest exit and I think, all right, if something were to go down, how quickly could I get out?
Mm-hmm. That actually is a good thing, though. Let me tell you why that you do that. Because if there was ever a fire, you're prepared. And the first instance people do when a real fire breaks out is run to the door they came in from. That's what happened at that big nightclub fire. They just immediately to the door because they're not paying attention to the exit. We always see the exit signs. When it's panic like that, your first instinct is to run where you originally came from.
It makes sense.
And now you're going into these buildings and looking at where the fire and where you can get out. That's what they say you're supposed to do everywhere. You're supposed to do that in restaurants, any building that you go in, except for our studio, we have gates on the window. We can't get out.
Yeah,
I thought
about
this weekend. I mean,
we'd be stuck in here.
We probably shouldn't announce that.
Mm. What?
How stuck we are in this
Minus
studio.
Minus this trap door that I have right here.
That has a shotgun on top of
it.
No, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, we have a fire extinguisher. Get out that way. Well, that doesn't.
We've been talking about that for a while.
Can we put that in the meeting for later this week? Get these bars off the windows?
Yeah.
Well, then we have to worry about somebody trying to get in here.
Do we?
I don't know.
Are people dying to get in here?
I don't know. Why would you want to come
about
in here?
It right now.
I know.
Why would you want to come in here?
Friday Morning Live, I don't know.
But you're invited in. You can come in.
Come in the front door.
It's free to come in. You get breakfast. We'll serve you breakfast. You break in, you're not getting that.
No. No breakfast.
None for you.
It's a strong rule we have here. No breakfast for anyone who intrudes illegally. Oh, we do. Great. We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you.
We're doing good. I don't know if you saw this. There was a guy that he's a preacher. He was in a movie, Marvel's
Infinity War. What is it?
Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars. Avengers Infinity Wars. I don't know why I forgot what it was called. And at the end of the movie, he basically stood up and said, if you were to die tonight, would you be prepared? And people started freaking out. They're jumping over the railings. People landed on their heads. You know, they sprained their ankles. Some people were injured. So our question is, did he incite panic, or his intent wasn't that, so he's okay?
Like, is it illegal?
Well, you know, actually, this is, it's funny that it happened in a movie theater, because the case that is, like, the first case ever about that type of speech being regulated, and it went, decades ago, it went to the Supreme Court, and it was a situation of a person yelling fire in a crowded theater. This was we're talking like 1800s, pre-movie theaters. It was a theater. And a guy screamed fire, and the whole place went into a, you know, panic, and people were trampled to death.
Mm-hmm.
And he claimed that that was protected free speech, and the Supreme Court said no. When you scream, you know, when you do something that is likely to incite a dangerous situation, violence, that sort of thing, a riot, whatever, then, you know, if your conduct, if that's foreseeable from the words and the conduct that you engage in, then absolutely it's not protected speech. And so when people do this sort of thing, like you said, in the wake of the theater shootings and things like that, of course people are going to freak out when somebody stands up and starts screaming in the movie theater. So, you know, I think it's very foreseeable. And I think he was charged with several different things. And didn't he go on, I think, be charged with assaulting a police officer or something when he was arrested?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
So he was charged.
I think so. Yeah, okay. I think so. There've been a couple of these instances where, but I think the one over the weekend, I think ultimately, I can't remember if that one was he was charged or not. But yeah, if you scream out in a movie theater, you know, anything that's going to frighten everybody and cause panic, and people are going to get hurt. You know, and so in this day and age, I think that's more timely than ever. Even, you know, just like it was 200 years ago in the old theaters. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, you could easily be charged, even if, let's say that wasn't his intent, but he should know better than to get up and start yelling in the theater about anything, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially mentioned the word death.
Well, and there's certain, you know, almost every state has incitement type legislation as well. So where it's a crime, not just in his situation, just to stand up and start yelling and scare people, but also, you know, if you're at a protest or something and, you know, you give specific commands to the audience, like you're giving a speech and you give very specific commands to the audience, and you cause them to do acts of violence, you can be charged with that as well. There's many instances like that where our quote-unquote free speech, it can be regulated.
Yeah, I think a year ago or so, Madonna in a speech that alluded to something about bombing the White House. And
that was a big deal.
I think the Secret Service talked to her and then nothing ended up happening. But yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it's very specific commands for, you know, for violence, for rioting, violence, attacking people, whatever.
Okay.
Wow.
As always, she's great. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT. Or just go to 1075KZL.com. She has offices all over the state.
I was just reading a little bit about the preacher, and he said it was extremely unfortunate. This preacher stood up after the end of the Avengers movie and said, if you were announced to the theater, if you were to die tonight, would your soul be right? Or would, you know, that sort of thing. And he said it's extremely unfortunate because he had his hands up to show people that he didn't have a weapon. But it was dark. Nobody could see.
Well, and if he's thinking, I'm going to show that I don't have a weapon, then he knows he's doing something stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know if he has something else on his back or something like that.
That's what I thought, too.
I would have freaked out.
Yep.
Well, Jason, you know, sometimes when white people, which happens all the time, do something stupid, we're like, no, don't do that. Or if like a radio person says something really dumb nationwide, we're like, ooh, you're like lumped in.
Yeah, you feel as though it's representing you.
Yeah, this guy's not Mormon, but for like Christians, we're like, ooh, no.
Right.
No. Not at Avengers.
Right.
Maybe I can only imagine.
In an open square where people could come up on their own free will.
And can leave easily.
Yes.
Right.